Now a worthless man happened to be there, whose name was Sheba, the son of Bichri, a Benjaminite. And he blew the trumpet and said, we have no share in David, nor do we have an inheritance in the son of Jesse. Every man to his tents, Israel. So all the men of Israel withdrew from following David and followed Sheba the son of Bichri. But the men of Judah remained loyal to their king. From the Jordan, even to Jerusalem. Then David came to his house in Jerusalem. And the king took the 10 women, the concubines whom he had left behind, to take care of the house and put them in custody and provided them with food, but did not have relations with them. So they were locked up until the day of their death, living as widows. Now the king said to Amasa, summon the men of Judah for me within 3 days and be present here yourself. So Amasa went to summon the men of Judah, but he was delayed longer than the set time which he had designated for him. And David said to Abishai, now Sheba the son of Bichri will do us more harm than Absalom. Take your Lord's servants and pursue him so that he does not find for himself fortified cities and escape from our side. So Joab's men went out after him, along with the Cherethites, the Pelethites, and all the warriors. And they left Jerusalem to pursue Sheba the son of Bichri. When they were at the Lord's stone, which is in Gibeon, Amasa came to meet them. Now Joab was dressed in his military attire, and over it he had a belt with a sword in its sheath strapped on at his waist. And as he went forward, it fell out. And Joab said to Amasa, is it going well for you, my brother? And Joab took hold of Amasa by the beard with his right hand to kiss him. But Amasa was not on guard against the sword which was in Joab's hand. So he struck him in the belly with it and spilled out his intestines on the ground and did not strike him again. And he died. Then Joab and his brother Abishai pursued Sheba the son of Bichri. Joab's young men stood by him and said, whoever favors Joab and whoever is for David, follow Joab. But Amasa was wallowing in his own blood in the middle of the road. And when the man saw that all the people stood still, he removed Amasa from the road to the field and threw a garment over him. When he saw that everyone who came by him stood still, as soon as he was removed from the road, all the men went on after Joab to pursue Sheba the son of Bichri. The tribes of Israel to Abel, that is Beth Maacah, and all the Barites. And they assembled and went after him as well. And they came and besieged him from the city. Listen, listen, please tell Joab, come here that I may speak with you. So he approached her, and the woman said, are you Joab? And he answered, I am. And she said to him, listen to the words of your slave. And he said, I am listening. Then she spoke, saying, in the past they used to say, they will undoubtedly ask advice at Abel. And that is how they ended a dispute.
Faithful in Israel. You are trying to destroy a city, even a mother in Israel. Why would you swallow up the inheritance of the Lord? Joab replied, far be it. Far be it from me that I would consume or destroy. Such is not the case. Said to Joab, behold, his head will be thrown to you over the wall. Then the woman wisely came to all the people, and they cut off the head of Sheba, the son of Bichri, and threw it to Joab. So he blew the trumpet. David.